866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course with us this morning is Pastor Billy Crone. And we've talked to Pastor Crone in the past about his series. There were a series of 10 DVDs in two units, part one, part two. It's called The Final Countdown, and it deals with the things that are going on in the world today. Important, vitally important things, because they will all impact upon the unfolding of history. You see, there is a master plan out there, and I'm sure that the people who run the world, the people in the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, have a plan to bring about a world government. I believe that behind that, of course, is Lucifer's plan to bring about a world government, and of course he uses these people of great wealth. He is actually allowed to accumulate this great wealth. The reason they have their wealth is because they've made a deal with the devil, knowingly or unknowingly. But I'm sure God has a plan as well, and he tells about it in his holy word, and that's what Pastor Crone deals with. Fascinating information, and of course it's not only him talking, but the biblical scriptures, but even more than that, he breaks it up with a lot of video clips. That makes it very watchable, and certainly my wife and I have watched this full series, and we'll watch it again one day. Right now, we've gone through the Ten Commandments, and now we're in the Book of Revelation. We're going through that, and these are all available on DVD with fascinating video footage to supplement it. So that is the background. Pastor Crone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Monteith. It's a pleasure.
Why don't you just pick up the story there? I think we've done 10, 9, 8. Are we the 7?
Yes, yes. We dealt with the issue of the Jewish people. Then we dealt with modern technology. And then, of course, last time was worldwide upheaval with the increase of earthquakes and famines and pestilence or disease and, of course, wars. And this one, and before I get into it, it's the rise of falsehood is what it is. And that you're going to see, unlike any other time on planet Earth, you're going to see a massive increase of false Christs and false teachers. And I like the way that you open the program. I was speaking with a gentleman just last night from Oregon. And just with what's going on with current events, and I proposed a question to him. His name was Abe. And I says, Abe, I says, unless you understand God's plan, because you're right, Dr. Monteith, God does have a plan even through all this, and his plan will succeed and will march forward. But it's going to get worse before it gets better. But because he loves people, he gives you the game plan. And that's what you find in Bible prophecy. And yet the irony is, as I was speaking with Abe last night, I said, people just don't get it. I mean, all these things are unfolding, even some of the recent issues with the quote-unquote economic crisis. And right now, if people are paying attention, you're seeing the world leaders call out for a global government, a global currency. And it's just like, if you know anything about the scripture, I mean, we are in the last days. They're not even trying to couch the terms anymore, some secretive word. It's absolutely bold. That's how far we've come. And that's the whole point. That's what we tried to deal with the final countdown, is unfortunately the trend in the American church today who, if you do love people and you care about them, and if these things were to come to pass, and we are heading for the end of days, a time which Jesus said is going to be worse than any other time in the history of mankind, and that unless God shortened that time, the entire human race would be wiped out. You would think if that's really going to happen, then Christians would get busy telling people. Well, unfortunately, the trend right now in the American church is people don't hardly ever teach on Bible prophecy, and yet we are at such a crossroads of a time, it's unfolding before our very eyes. And so what we wanted to do was to try to do what we could. We're not responsible for other churches or Christians or whatever, and I'm not saying nobody does, but there's a trend of all times to be silent on God's plan for the end of ages to warn people before it's too late. It's not now, and yet that's what's happening. So we produced this, we got this out there, and we just broke it down, very practical. And we also did it from a point of a person who I used to be, and that was a skeptic, that was a scoffer. And God had mercy on me. And so we play the skeptic and the scoffer and say, well, yeah, so what? So what makes this time any different? You Christians have been saying this stuff, the end is near for how many decades, you know? What makes this time so different? And so that's kind of also the mindset as well. But and so we dealt with 10 of them, and we've done 3. The next one is the rise of falsehood, as I said before. And this is where we get this from Jesus. The disciples approach Jesus in the Gospels. And they ask him the question that, you know, I wish more people would be asking. Okay, if you're really coming back again, okay, when are these things going to happen? And what's going to be the sign? How are we going to know? Will you give us a heads up, in other words, in the vernacular? And Jesus replied. He says, watch out. The very first thing out of Jesus' mouth, the very first thing, was watch out that you are not deceived. He said, for many will come in my name, claiming I am he. Do not follow them, he says. And that's the first thing that we see. And usually, again, a person's first words and last words have a tendency to be kind of important. So the first thing that Jesus says to his apostles is, watch out. Right before I come, it's going to be a massive time of deception. But specifically, he said, people who would deceive you saying, I am he, I'm Jesus. And so, you know, again, the scoffer would say, well, okay, so what? Whip-de-doo-dah. There's been people that have claimed to be Jesus. That's nothing new. Okay, but here's the problem. In the last century alone, we have seen nothing short of an explosion of people claiming to be the Messiah. We've got people traipsing around the planet, and been for quite some time, that are extremely bold about it. I mean, I'm not talking about people who end up going into some form of a hospital, and things of that nature. I am talking world figures and things of that nature. One such guy who's tramping around is, of course, Sun Myung-moon of the Moonies. Okay, and he doesn't just have tons of followers, and boy, we could have a long discussion on him. But he literally, how many people realize that he literally claims to be the Messiah? And then, in case you don't get that, he also claims to be the Lord of the universe. Okay, he actually has even gone on record stated that Jesus Christ follows him. Okay, here's a direct quote from him. Listen to this. He said, Jesus Christ is trying to follow me, my footsteps all the way. He stayed in paradise because he did not marry. But I, of course, Reverend Sun Myung-moon, apparently, he says, I gave him marriage. He says, don't you want to meet the wives of Buddha and Confucius and Muhammad? He said, they sent letters of gratitude to me from the spirit world. He said, they pledged that even if their religion disappears, they will follow me. Excuse me? I mean, you talk about bold. That's a height of pride. But my point is, that is out there. That's really happening. Somebody is literally claiming to be the Messiah.
And that's you hang on there. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. We're talking about Final Countdown. And ladies and gentlemen, right back in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and Billy, go right ahead.
Well, you know, and as I left off last time, you know, that's just the beginning with Sun Myung-moon. I mean, there are people all over the place. There's this one guy right now that's going around. He's called the Jesus of Siberia. And he's got thousands. And here's the point, too. It's not just people claiming it. I mean, people are following it. People are buying into this when Jesus clearly said, watch out, that people are going to come. I am he. There's only one me. Yet people keep doing it. People keep following him. And anyway, but he says he's this guy's got thousands of followers. His own disciples, if you will. He thinks he's absolutely Jesus, not resurrected, but reincarnated. That's another problem. The Bible does not teach reincarnation. Hebrews 9:27 clearly says that it is appointed for man to die once, then face judgment. You don't keep coming back. Some people want to say that reincarnation is proved by the phrase in the Bible in John chapter 3, where Nicodemus approaches Jesus and says, you must be born again. Well, first of all, common sense tells you didn't say born again and again and again and again. It just said born again, that's once. And it's talking about a spiritual rebirth, not a natural birth. But anyway, so he thinks he's Jesus reincarnated, and he has been sent to save the earth. And, of course, what's classic is a lot of these guys, they dress up to play the part. This guy's got this crimson robe. Of course, he's got long brown hair. And you know what's kind of funny when you... kind of a side note, when you study the scriptures and you certainly immerse yourself back into the Eastern culture, you see that the picture that we have typically of Jesus today probably isn't truly accurate. I'm not going to, you know, write a book on it or nothing like that. And I don't, you know, think it's overly a big deal, but it's kind of funny. These guys, technically, if you wanted to look more like the, quote, true Jesus, then you need to realize, hello, Jesus was Jewish, okay? He was probably more darker skinned, you know, had pretty good tan going on, so to speak, over there in the Middle East. Probably had a little bit more of a pronounced nose, not the nice, clean Roman straight nose that we see pictured. And he probably, as a rabbi, did not have the long-haired, greasy rocker look. It was probably more of a shorter crop, shoulder-length hair, kind of like a Beatles cut kind of thing, kind of going on that. And but anyway, these people, they dress up in that mindset. And but again, it's one thing for him to say that, but these people say that he, quote, radiates incredible love. And speaking to him is like an electric shock or like bells ringing. And he said, that's right, this is a direct quote, he stated, in case you doubt, quote, it's all very complicated, but to keep things simple, yes, I am Jesus Christ. But hey, that's right, for those of you who don't want to travel all the way to Russia to see the false Messiah, you can go to Pennsylvania, right next door to us here in New York. And this one... is funny, but then again, it's not really funny. I'm not making this up. You could check this out. You can actually watch a video. There's actually a video of the guy online. His name is, believe it or not, What's Your Name? Okay? And the reason why people call him What's Your Name is because when they ask the guy, What's Your Name? He only replies back, What's Your Name? So it's just unbelievable. And yet people fall for this stuff. He's walking around the streets around there in Pennsylvania, and of course he's got the look. He's got the beard action. He's got the long... brownish hair, you know, and in the white robe, and people were stating, they said, when I visit him, you know, I was in his presence for an hour, and I felt totally unbelievable. There's another kind of actually kind of a comic one. This is actually from the UK. He's been dubbed the MI5 Messiah, you know, former British Secret Service agent. His name is David Shaler, and he believes he's the Son of God. Listen to this. He says, I am the Messiah and hold the secret of eternal life. He said it all came about quite suddenly. He said, first I started meditating. Well, there's your first problem right there. And you're going to see a common thread through a lot of these guys. Typically, they're involved in occultic practices and New Age practices. We'll get to that in a little bit. He says, and I learned how to channel the light. And the more research I did into Freemasonry, the Knights Templar, and the Kabbalah, the more convinced I became I was the Christ. He said, in fact, his name derives from the 13th name of God in Kabbalah, which helps activate the Messiah consciousness within us. Now, that is straight-up New Age, which is the lie of the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, that Satan did to Adam and Eve. You will be like God. And he says, the last decade, you know, it's been a tough one for the former MI5 officer, which, in my opinion, is the understatement of the year. And he said, it was in June that I a psychic, again another red flag, channeled the spirit of Mary Magdalene and anointed me the Messiah. And he says, and finally, my whole life made sense. He also, this is kind of interesting, he also claims he can affect the weather, prevent terrorist attacks, and, I'm not making this up, influence football results. And Dr. Monteith, I know you're on the West Coast. I thought maybe he could help out the 49ers or something.
You sure use it.
Yeah. But, you know, this, again, would be funny if it weren't so true. These people actually believe that. But he goes on, listen to this. He says the rod of Aaron, you know, it's mentioned in the scripture. Okay. It has, he says, written on it, inscribed in Hebrew. He said he decoded it because, after all, that's what he was trained to do as an MI5 officer. He said it suddenly realized that as he was decoding it, that it translated, said, on the rod of Aaron, David Shaler, righteous king. And he says, it dawned on me, somebody was trying to tell me I'm God. And, of course, my input would be, let me guess, that must have been Satan. Okay? But anyway, but seriously about the football results, he said, quote, this is a direct quote, I'm not making this up. He said it was back in April that he performed what he called the first and greatest miracle, of course, proven supposedly that he's the Messiah. And he said he secured his beloved team in Middlesbrough a place in the UEFA Final Cup. Okay, he said it was the quarterfinal, and we were down 3-0 after the first leg, and we needed 4 goals in the second match to win. He said, I sat there and I said to the creator, which I thought was kind of interesting because he's claiming to be the creator, so who's he talking to? But anyway, he said, give me a sign. And he says, I meditated. He said, which is tricky at a football match because every instinct is to abuse the ref and the opposition, and instead you have to shower them with unconditional love. He says, but I managed to focus, and we played like we never played before, winning 4-0. He said he did it again in the semifinal against Bucharest. He says, again, we were down 3-0, and again I meditated, and bang, we won. It was a real miracle. And so the person interviewing him said, well, what about the final when Middlesbrough, when they lost 4-0 to Seville? He said, what happened there? And listen to this. He said, interesting question. He says, I got drunk. He says, and it turns out it doesn't work too well if you're drunk. You can't focus. And he says, after that, he claims the creator informed him that influencing football results, however dear to his heart, was not an appropriate use of the light, so he changed his tactic. But that's just the beginning. That one's kind of humorous, but then it's really not, because David Shaler is a real man who's really deceived. Okay, and people are buying into it. There's another person traipsing across the planet called Lord Maitreya. And there's thousands of people all over the world. He's got his spokesperson, if you will, almost like a false prophet version, with a Benjamin Krim. And he's been going around for quite some time, saying that, you know, at the right time, this guy's going to appear on the planet. His appearance is supposed to have spawned healing springs, weeping, bleeding statues. Get this, even divine messages inscribed by the seeds within fruit and vegetables. So, I don't know about you, but if I picked up an apple and it started moving and scribing a message, I'd probably step on the thing. But you know, again, all this would be funny if this weren't true. This is really happening. In fact, it's not just a couple of these guys. It's not just here and there. Right now in the United States, there's an estimated 10,000 people claiming to be Jesus. And if anybody's been paying attention to the news, there is a guy right now traipsing around. His name is Jose Luis de Miranda. And he's going around, he is claiming, No holds barred. I've seen actual interviews, and of course we have them on the Final Countdown series. You see with your own eyeballs. It is absolutely freaky to watch. He is claiming to be the literal second coming of Jesus Christ. He doesn't even apologize about it. He also says, well, hey, there is no such thing as sin. There is no such place as hell. And he actually requests his followers to tattoo 666 on their bodies as a sign of allegiance to him, which he says is a good symbol, and everybody else has got that misunderstood. And again, here's the point. It would be one thing for people to make that claim, but this guy's got tens of thousands of followers all over the world, and it's growing. But that's still not all. Every single year in Jerusalem, I've seen video footage of this, there's a strange phenomenon occurring. It's been called the Jerusalem Syndrome, where tens of thousands of people all of a sudden have delusions of being a biblical character or literally Jesus Christ himself. Okay, now again, to answer the scoffer, hey, listen, guess what? Yeah, there's been people here and there that have claimed to be Jesus, but what we see today is totally different. We see a massive explosion of people to the tune of thousands upon thousands of thousands claiming to be Jesus, and that's exactly what Jesus said you better watch out for before the end of days, the first thing out of his lips. In fact, what people don't realize, okay, is all these false Christs, this is dress rehearsal. This is preparing their hearts to receive the big lie, to one day follow and worship the ultimate false Christ, the Antichrist. And he's going to say that he's God, okay? He's going to put David Shaler, if you will, to shame, okay? He's going to come with false counterfeit signs, miracles, and wonders, the book of Revelation says. But Paul warns about that. Paul says the exact same thing Jesus obviously says. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul says, don't let anyone what? He says, don't let them deceive you. Again, the same verbiage. In any way, he says, for that day, he says, it's not going to be a surprise. He's not going to be hiding out in Russia. He's not going to be walking the streets of Pennsylvania. Okay, the scripture clearly says that the second coming of Christ, which happens at the end of the tribulation, is going to happen like lightning striking, and you're going to see it visible from the east, from the west. In other words, you're not going to sit there and go, hey, I wonder where it's going to happen. No, it's going to be a global event. Every eye will see it transpire. It's not going to be done in secret. But that's what these guys do to deceive people. He says, for that day will not come, and he's talking about the rise of the Antichrist, until the rebellion occurs, and the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Now, we know the time frame for that is going to be the midpoint of the tribulation period. He's going to, of course, what starts the tribulation period, Daniel 9:27 says, is the Antichrist is going to make a peace treaty with Israel for 7 years. That's where we get this seven-year tribulation. Where's everybody wanting a peace treaty today? With Israel. Somebody's going to pull it off, and that's going to be the Antichrist. Now, midway into that seven-year treaty, if you will, and seven-year tribulation, after the Jewish temple is rebuilt, and we talked about that earlier, it's already happening. And that's going to be the temple that's in existence during the tribulation. He's going to go, the Antichrist is going to go up in that temple. He'll have deceived the Jewish people for the first half. He's going to, if you will, show his true colors. And he's going to say, no, now you must worship me. Okay? Now here's the point. Who in their right mind is going to worship a man? Well, what we're seeing with all these massive influx of false Christ is not just proof that we are living in some very strange days, unlike, to answer the scoffer, of which I used to be one, that we are living in some special times, unlike any before the history of mankind, and you better get motivated and you better get right with God. Two, it is preparing people's hearts to worship a man, the ultimate false Christ, the Antichrist, that the Bible said would appear in the last days. That's exactly what we see today. But that's just the beginning. The rise of falsehood, we also deal with not just the increase of false Christ, but false teachers, okay? Because you got to pave the way for people to buy into this lie. And, the scoffer's going to say, well, hey, listen, there's always been false teachers and all that stuff, and what's the big deal? Well, and that's true. But again, once again, if you pay attention, look at it, in the last century alone, there's been an explosion of false teachers. And frankly, sometimes as a Christian, and it can get kind of frustrating. To be honest with you, I remember one time in Bible college I had an instructor, and he said, man, it just seems like things are just getting worse and worse and worse. First of all, many people have bought into the lie that somehow the church is going to usher in the second coming of Christ and we're heading for great times. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we're heading for rotten times. We're heading for the tribulation. Christ doesn't come back until at the end. And yet we're flooded with all these false teachers and all this stuff, and why do people put up with it? And he says until the Lord reminded him that, hey, listen, I warned you this would happen prior to my coming. You know, one of the texts that clearly reveals that is in 2 Peter. He said, Peter says to the church, he says, there were, also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. He just said it right there. It happened in the Old Testament. It's going to happen in the New Testament. He says they will cleverly teach their destructive heresies about who? About God. And even turn against their master who bought them. Theirs will be a swift and terrible end. Many, not a few, many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality. And because of them, Christ, Jesus, and his true way will be slandered. Okay? And again, the scoffer's going to say, well, so what? We've always had people that there's been false teachings about Jesus, who've slandered Jesus, who've led people astray. But here's the point. In the last century alone, man, we have never seen it on this scale. There's all kinds of fringe groups that have popped up in that last thing. But the one that is preparing people to receive the Antichrist and one world religion is New Age, and we'll deal with that when we get back.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Freedom Network.
From the usual magnetic therapies, magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174, or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Would you like to give your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Sure. You can get us at www.niagarafrontierbible.com. That's NIAGARAFRONTIERBIBLE.com, niagarafrontierbible.com. Or you can just Google my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, Billy Crone. And that'll take you where you need to go.
And, of course, Billy has all sorts of fascinating DVD sets, and we actually carry these. We think they're important. We're talking about the Final Countdown, but certainly the Ten Commandments is important. The Revelation, we're in that watching it. Of course, I watch them all before we carry them. And the information is fascinating. And actually, on these DVDs, you'll actually see some of these people on film footage of this gentleman. He's from South America someplace, but he has thousands of followers here in the United States and probably hundreds of thousands of followers in South America, as he proclaims that unashamedly that he is the Christ. And people say, well, that's crazy talk. And, well, it may be crazy to you, but to the people who follow him, it's not crazy at all. Certainly Maitreya, there are really millions of people throughout the world in the Orient and other countries that are waiting for the return of Maitreya, who is, I believe, is a demonic spirit. And he does manifest itself. And we've read books by people, many book people, who claim that they've actually witnessed or seen and talked to Maitreya. But this is not a human being. This is a spirit. And yet, of course, he is claims that he will be not Christ, but the Christ when he comes. Well, anyway, we're living in exciting times. So you pick the story up there, Pastor.
Well, you know, and again, you're right. You know, people can see that. And again, that's why on the series we wanted to work very hard at providing as much proof, again, to aid for the skeptic. And some of this sounds so almost outlandish that we felt that, hey, I couldn't just read an article or read a quote because you're never going to believe me. And so that's why we worked very hard on the video series is to, no, you watch it. You watch the actual video clips. I'm not saying this. You tell me. I'm not making this up. This isn't doctored. This is the talking heads that you can see on the news. You want to talk about that guy, Jose Miranda? Here's the actual interview from CNN. Check it out yourself. And it is, you're right. It's like, wow. It's jaw-dropping what comes out of this. It almost gives you the chills. But you realize that the reason why people are falling for this is because there's a massive increase of false teachers. Okay? You got to do two things if you're going to get people to fall for this worship of the Antichrist. You've got to get them to turn away from the truth. That means get away from the scripture, okay, and attack that, or just, you know, what's happening to the American church. Don't preach it, you know, preach a fluffy gospel or something like that, or just keep people so distracted they don't ever have time to pick it up. I mean, that's the great irony. And at the same time you do that, you get them away from the truth, then you start giving them the syrup. You know, if you want to attract flies, you use some honey or something like that, and that's exactly the devil's tactic. And so he supplants the truth, he gets rid of it somehow, some way, from your mind, and he starts putting in your mind the stuff that's syrupy, the stuff that sounds so good, the stuff that's all self-centered. I mean, you go back again to that guy with Jose Miranda. Why is that so tantalizing for somebody to literally, at the point, tattoo 666? Well, that guy preaches that there is no such thing as sin. Excuse me? He also preaches there is no such thing as hell. Excuse me? Jesus talked about that twice as much as he ever did about heaven. Why? Because he loved people. I mean, you think if there really was a place called hell, that if you cared about people, you'd warn them about it. That's exactly why he talked about it twice as much. He doesn't want people to go there. Okay? But this guy says, no, no, no such thing. No, no, no. Okay, now, that's tantalizing. That sounds good. That's what you want to hear. Because you could still be the master of your own destiny. You don't have to tell anybody you're sorry or ask for forgiveness. You don't have to own up to your behavior. You could keep marching forward, and you're just... And that's exactly what you see with the New Age movement. And that's what I wanted to do with the New Age movement, primarily with the increase of false teachers, because, one, that's what I came out of. That's what God saved me from. So I know that quite well, to put it mildly, because I was immersed in that personally before the Lord had mercy on me and saved me out of that. And but it's the New Age movement that is tying all these false teachings together to prepare people to receive the Antichrist and even the false prophet, too. That the Bible said would appear on the last signs. But not only that, they're also deceiving people to receive a global government, a global religion, and a global economy. Okay, it's all, if you look at the root, and I believe it's the New Age teachings that do it, okay, and they're from a satanic origin, if you study the history, okay, then all these other teachings come into play. Okay, and we'll get into that in a second. But let's take a look at just some of the basic tenets of the New Age movement. This is some of their general beliefs, okay? They teach that all is God, which is pantheism, the earth, man, animals, plants, all is God, okay? They teach that man is destroying the earth along with the animals and plants, and unless man changes his ways, Mother Earth will be forced to destroy humanity. They teach that, of all people, Christianity is the biggest culprit in destroying the earth by teaching that man had dominion over the earth when the earth is actually a living being. They say there is no such thing as sin, and no need to repent, and no need to be saved. They relegate Jesus as he's just but one of many great teachers, such as Buddha, Muhammad, or Confucius. They say that mankind should seek direction directly, not from the Bible, no siree, from the spirit world, be a psychic, a channeler. That's what David Shaler did, and look what happened to him. A palm reader, astrology, angels, space aliens, we'll get into that in a little bit, dead relatives, and, of course, meditation. They say that all religions, except, of course, Christianity, are of equal merit. And, get this, in order for the world to be at peace and harmony, there must, this is a direct quote, there must be a new world order, universal monetary system, a world authority on food, health, and water, a universal tax, and military draft, a one world leader, and, you know what's at the very end? The abolishment of Christianity. I wonder why.
And, you know, it's so interesting that right now, we, as we face this economic crisis, what are we reading? Why we need a new international financial order. In fact, later this week, why leaders from all over the world are meeting to come up with a new Bretton Woods agreement, a new international financial order. And, of course, it should be so obvious that the leaders, the people who really run America, their loyalty is to a world government. Barack Obama, when he was speaking in Germany here a few months ago, referred to himself as a citizen of the world. And this is the new president-elect of the United States. And what people don't understand is we are seeing biblical prophecy enacted right before our eyes, and most people shake themselves. No, we got a financial problem. We got to find a leader, a world leader, who can solve these problems for us. And ladies and gentlemen, that world leader is waiting in the wings to come forward. You go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, and that's just exactly it. And what people don't realize is this has been planned, it's been pre-planned, and it's all being staged.
Amen.
And the false teaching that's propelling it, of course, it's satanic, and is the New Age movement, which has been around for quite some time. Okay, now when I read through that list, most people say, well, I'm not going to go along with that. That's a bunch of baloney. Who's going to get people to stomach that? Well, first of all, there's a whole bunch, a lot more New Agers than you think. And a lot of them, I call them, if you will, undercover New Agers, because they're really New Agers, but they don't understand that they're New Agers. It's because they've bought off into New Age teaching, but they don't officially consider themselves New Ager. Because when you think of somebody New Age, you know, the media does the job, and they, like, it's somebody wearing a triangle on their head, and they're doing some weird levitation thing. No. As we're going to see in a second, I'll guarantee you, there's a whole bunch of people out there who are New Agers, and they don't even know it.
Remember that. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the last segment with Pastor Billy Crone. You pick up the story from there, please.
Yeah, you know, we left off last time with, I made the proposal, and I'm sure it sounds kind of brash, but a lot of people, I believe, firmly, are New Agers, except they don't even realize it. Let me throw you out a couple teasers. If a person is a major proponent of the environmental movement, believe it or not, you're a New Ager. Let me prove it to you. We just read through that list of what the New Age beliefs are, but if you stop and take a look at the major tenets of the environmental movement, do they not also believe that earth, plants, and animals are sacred, almost to the point of worship? Okay. Do they not also say that man and Christianity are the biggest culprits for the destruction of the earth? Do they not also promote a return to more earth-centered religions, Mother Earth worship, and a global movement to unify people to save the earth? Absolutely. In fact, one of their big environmental groups, the Sierra Club, listen to this. They say, turn to the traditions of ancient cultures, such as Buddhist meditations and the Native American Hopi rituals, in order to reaffirm our bond with the spirit of the living earth. The more you contact the voice of the living earth and evaluate what it says, the easier it will become for you to contact it and trust what it provides. Now, wait a second. Maybe it's just me, okay? But I'm kind of thinking that sounds kind of like New Age teachings, okay? There's nothing wrong with having a healthy earth. The problem is when you place the earth before man and you begin to worship that above God. Read Romans chapter 1. That's why the wrath of God, Paul talked about, was because man had the audacity to worship created things instead of the Creator. Okay, but not only that, people are being prepped with this environmental movement, okay, to actually explain away the earth catastrophes that are going to take place during the time of tribulation. Listen to this. Revelation, this is during the trumpet judgments, okay? Revelation chapter 8, verse 7, 9, 11 says, hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down upon the earth, and one-third of the earth was set on fire. One-third of the trees were burned. All of the grass was burned. One-third of all things living in the sea died. One-third of the water was bitter. Many people died because the water was so bitter. Now, that clearly is speaking of the judgment from God Almighty during the time of the tribulation. Now, listen to this. Your average environmentalist is being taught this. Here's what they say when the earth starts doing this stuff. Oh, no, it's not the judgment of God. Here's what it is. Direct quote. Climatic shifts, droughts, floods, acid rain, pollution, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions, although severe, these changes will pave the way for cleansing the earth and a new relationship between earth and man. This will be a day of purification. Trees will die. Cold places will become hot. Hot places will become cold. Lands will sink into the oceans, and lands will rise out of the sea. All the suffering, listen to this, going on in the country with the tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes is carried on, a judgment of God? No, by the breath of Mother Earth, because she is in pain. This battle will cleanse the heart of people and restore our Mother Earth from illness, and the wicked will be gotten rid of. Now stop and think about that statement right there. They're glorifying in death. And not only that, they are preparing people right now. Imagine you're a person who unfortunately didn't accept Christ as your Savior, the true Christ, Jesus Christ. Now you're still alive. You're in the tribulation period, and all these judgments are coming down upon you. What's going to go through the average person's head who's bought into this? Well, this isn't from God. This isn't a sign that I better get right with Him. No, no, no. This is a good thing. These catastrophes are great. It's cleansing Mother Earth. And if we could just hang on, then, hey, we're going to come out on the other side in utopia. It's exactly opposite of what the Bible says. Not only that, with the New Age, hey, if a person who's into like the UFO angel craze movement, believe it or not, you're a New Ager, okay? Boy, do I know this one firsthand. I went to conferences and stuff like that on the West Coast. The supposed angels and UFO people who are people are supposedly channeling, the Space Brothers and all that stuff, who are supposed to be orbiting the Earth and all that stuff, listen to their teachings. You see, if you see, you hear a common thread here. They teach that all of us are little gods. Hello, that's the lie from the Garden of Eden Genesis chapter 3. They teach the earth is a living entity, and we need to worship the earth and change our ways or we'll be destroyed. Jesus, Muhammad, and Buddha all came from the extraterrestrials to assist mankind in our next step towards evolution. They say there is no such thing as sin. We don't need to be saved. Orthodox Christianity has it all wrong. Jesus' real message was to teach that each one of us could become Christ's. To aid in contacting these heavenly beings, one should refrain from certain foods and practice meditation. Listen to this. Mankind, these supposed aliens are saying, needs to unite into a one-world government and a one-world religion or we'll be destroyed. And get this. They say the devil or Lucifer that Christians keep talking about, hey, they say he's actually a good guy who's come to free us. Now, wait a second. You mean to tell me that, I mean, that sounds like warmed over New Age. I'm starting to see a common thread here, you know? Nobody's going to sit there and say, well, I'm not one of those people that have a triangle on my head and start, you know, do in a lotus position, do something weird like that. But they've spawned off in these different false teachings, and people buy into them. It's the same underpinnings. Now, the thing is, why I would say that you're dealing with, obviously, a demonic entity here with the aliens, first of all, is you mean to tell me, just use some logic, okay? I know clearly what we're dealing with the aliens, okay? I believe that probably 95-plus percent of what people say is UFOs and things of that nature are probably explainable, governmental aircraft, experimental aircraft, certain other things, anomalies. That's fine. But I do believe, and I think most Christians don't have an answer for this, I do believe that there are an element that cannot be explained. There is something going on. I fully agree, okay? But the truth is not what's being presented, okay? And here's why I would say that. Because stop and think and analyze what's going on. Okay, first of all, you mean to tell me, supposedly you came all the way from the far ends of the universe, okay? And when you come here, here's what you do. You spend your time promoting New Age teachings and debunking not all the religions, but only Christianity and Jesus? I don't know. That sounds kind of demonic right off the bat. But not only that, stop and think about it. And then you mean to tell me that's all the better you got to do? That's kind of goofy. That's a red flag for me right there. Not only that, is UFO experts are saying they've clocked these beings, okay, at 16,000 miles per hour making a right turn, which we know would destroy anything. You would be completely atomized instantly making a right turn at 16,000 miles an hour. You can't do that physically. And so they are actually saying, the UFOologists who've been studying this for decades are saying, we believe these beings are not physical. We believe they are not extraterrestrial. They're interterrestrial. They're coming from not outer space, but from inner space. In other words, they're spiritual in nature. They're coming from another dimension.
They're metaphysical. And this is the thing that everybody's missed talking about, the UFOs. These are manifestations of, as Pastor Krohn says, the other dimension. We're out of time. Pastor, thank you so much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you again on our other programs. And then maybe next time we get you here at the American Freedom Network, we can get into point six. But great information. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monty.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed Pastor Krohn. I enjoy hearing him talk. I've enjoyed his DVDs. We carry the Final Countdown. It comes in two packages, a part one, part two, each with five DVDs. There are 10 of them. And, of course, we've already here on the program heard four of them, and we're going to put this together into a four-tape set, not available now, but the DVDs are. So if you'd like to order them, you can get one with five DVDs or the other. They're $29.95 each, or you get the two of them together with a $10 discount for $49.95. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And we will have as the next phase, which is the Ten Commandments, and I'm sure we're going to carry the Revelation as well. These are excellent means of teaching and beginning to understand what's going on. He's done a great job with them. So anyway, we hope that you'll enjoy them. If you'd like to get them, get our telephone number, then you can show them to other people and begin understanding what's really going on now. Listen as they talk about the necessity for a new international financial order, or as they talk about the necessity of a new global currency, of a new one world order, or a new international organization of some sort that is going to unite the world. Because after all, aren't we one world? Certainly, we've got to have globalization. We have to have free trade. And these are all parts of the plan of the people who really run the world. Now, who is behind all of this? Well, you need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you should, or you can just watch the DVD, although we recommend the book. It's inexpensive, easy to read, and it will give you the documentation so that you can actually check it out and be absolutely certain, and then use that information to reach others. You need to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret, and, of course, you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. You can actually see the replica of the incomplete Tower of Babylon. It's actually over in Strasbourg. It's where the European Union meets. They understand what this is all about. They have the statue of the woman riding the beast out in front of the buildings. They put them on their stamps. The European Union is the step towards rebuilding the Tower of Babel, just exactly as the North American Union, the South American Union, the African Union, the Asian Union, the Pacific Basin Union. They're all parts of this move towards uniting the world. And we're moving into the most terrible financial times you can imagine. We're just on the very tip of the iceberg. And believe me, this whole thing is planned very, very carefully, very, very diabolically by the people who work within the shadows, who really run the world. You'll certainly want to get our talk on the planned police state. It's available on DVD, and then you want to get the syllabus that goes with that. And our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and certainly look at the DVDs that we have there, the section on other videos, the newsletters. They're all there. It's all free. Certainly programs available on the Internet or archive programs. And, of course, we hope that you'll pray for America, pray for for, and our leaders, pray for our ministries, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information...